This, as they say, is the BBC. What tickled to bits to bring to thee? Marriott's monologues. Funny and clean. The best monologue writer that there's ever been. So listen and laugh. Join in, take part in Marriott Edgar's Works of Art.
We present Marriott's Monologues, the monologues of Marriott Edgar. Accompanied on the piano by Brian Fitzgerald, here is this week's monologist, Roy Hudd, with Jonah and the Grampus.
I'll tell you the story of Jonah. A really remarkable tale. A peaceful and humdrum existence he had, until one day he went for a sail. The weather were grand when they started, but later, at turn of the tide, the wind started blowing, the water got rough, and Jonah felt funny inside. When the ship started pitching and tossing, he tried hard his feelings to smother. At last, he just leant his head over the side, and one thing seemed to bring up another. When the sailor saw what he was doing, it gave him a bit of a jar. They didn't mind trippers enjoying themselves, but thought this here were going too far. Said one, "Is there nowt you can think on to stop you from feeling so bad?" And Jonah said, "Aye, lift me over the side and chuck me in. There's a good lad." The sailor were not one to argue. He said, "Happen you know what's best." And he picked Jonah up by the seat of his pants and chucked him in, as per request. A grampus came up at that moment, and seeing the old chap hard set, it swam to his side and it opened its mouth and said, "Come on in, lad, out of the wet." Its manner were kindly and pleading, as if to say, "RSVP. Said Jonah, "I've eaten a kipper or two, but I never thought one would eat me." The inside of Grampus surprised him. 'Twere the first time he'd been behind scenes. He found accommodation quite ample for one, but it smelt like a tin of sardines. Then over the sea they went cruising, and Jonah were filled with delight. With his eye to the blowhole in Grampus's head, he watched ships that pass in the night. "I'm tired of watching," said Jonah. "I'll rest for a minute or so."
"I'm afraid you won't find your bed very soft," said the Grampus. "I've got a hard row."
At that moment, up came a whaleboat. Said Jonah, "What's this here we've struck?"
"They're after my blubber,"
the Grampus replied.
"You better hold tight while I duck."
The water came in through the spy hole and hit Jonah's face a real slosher. He said, "Shut your blowhole," and Grampus replied,
"I can't, lad. It wants a new washer."
Joe tried hard to bail out the water, but found all his efforts in vain. As fast as he emptied slops out through the gills, they came in through the blowhole again. When at finish they came to the surface, Joe took a look out and he saw they were stuck on a bit of a sandbank which lay one rod, pole or perch from the shore. Said the Grampus,
We're in shallow water. I brought you as far as I may. If you sit on the blowhole on top of me head, I'll spout you the rest of the way. So Jonah obeyed these instructions, and the Grampus, his lungs did expand, then blew out a fountain that lifted Joe up and carried him safely to land. There were tears in their eyes when they parted, and each blew a kiss, a real big un. And Grampus went off with a swish of its tail, and Jonah walked back home to Wigan.
Well, I was tickled pink to be asked to do these Marriott Edgar monologues. They're smashing stuff, they really are to do. Lovely word pictures, and they conjure up a whole period. Now, I remember one of Marriott Edgar's great monologues particularly well, because I always been my ambition to own a gramophone, and I bought this 78 RPM gramophone, it was. And when I bought it, £3.10, it was at Roberts in Croydon, the electrical shop. A fellow said, well, I'll give you a couple of records. And one was George Formby sitting on the ice in the ice rink, and the other one was Stanley Holloway doing The Lion and Albert. And it still makes me laugh to this day. It's a lovely thing. So then, the name on the record label, Marriott Edgar. Well, I'd heard the name, of course, because he was a past King Rat of the Grand Order of Water Rats, and I, too, am a past King Rat of the Grand Order of Water Rats. But nobody seemed to know much about him, so I looked him up in an old book, Who's Who in Variety, and found out he was born in Barnbarrock, Kirkcudbury, on the 5th of October, 1880, and he was a performer as well. His first stage appearance, 16th of August, 1897, at the Grand Theatre Islington, London N1, it says in the book. And his first West End appearance, there you are, 1904 at the Empire Theatre, Leicester Square, which of course was a great venue for variety, music hall and review. Now, I also discovered that he wrote everything. I mean, he wrote sketches for the Foley roles. He did concert party with a great concert party, Adler and Sutton's concert party. He did music halls. He did reviews for a man called Harry Day. He wrote sketches, loads and loads of the Lancashire monologues, the most famous of which, of course, was The Lion and Albert. And I found out that it says in the Who's Who of Variety that since 1936, he wrote 35 films for Gainsborough and 6 for GBI. But, of course, one of those films was a classic, starring, of course, another past King Rat of the Grand Order of Water. They're everywhere, you know, for Will Hay. And Marriott Edgar, believe it or not, wrote the script with somebody else of Oh, Mr. Porter. Now, they're smashing all these films, and I'm sure his sketches were very good too, but the classic stuff he wrote were these wonderful word pictures in these monologues. I've got another one for you now. It's called Gunner Joe. I'll tell you a seafaring story. A lad who won honour and fame with Nelson at Battle of Trafalgar. Joe Moggeridge, that were his name. He were one of the crew of the Victory. His job, when a battle begun, was to take cannon balls out at basket and shove 'em down front end at gun. One day, him and Nelson were boxing at the Compass, like sailor lads do, when Ardy comes up with a spyglass, and pointing says, here, take a screw. They looked at where Ardy were pointing, and saw lots of ships in a row. Joe says, abrupt-like, but respectful, Horatio, lad, yon's the foe.
What say we attack 'em? Says Nelson.
Says Joe, hey, lad, not today. And Ardy says, aye, well, let's toss up. Horatio answers, okay. They tossed. It were heads for attacking, and tails for t'other way about. Joe lent them his two-headed penny, so the answer was never he came down a plane. And Joe murmured, shiver me timbers. And Nelson kissed Ardy again. And then, taking flags out a locker, he strung out a message on high. 'Twere all about England and duty. Crew thought they was hung out to dry. They got the guns ready for action. And that gave them trouble enough. Hadn't been thawing all summer, and touch-alls were bunged up with fluff. Joe's cannon, it weren't half a corker. The cannonballs went 3 foot round. They wasn't no toy balloons, neither. They weighed close on 65 pound. Joe, selecting two of the largest, was got a look when a hot shot came in through the porthole and a gunpowder barrel got struck. By gum, there wasn't half an explosion. The gun crew was filled with alarm. As out of the porthole went Joseph, with a cannonball under each arm. At that moment, up came the boatswain. He says, "Where's Joe?" Gunner replied, "He's taken two cannonballs with him and gone for a breather outside."
"Do you think he'll be long?"
says the boatswain. The gunner replied, "If as how he comes back as quick as he left us, he should be here any time now." And all this time, Joe, treading water, was trying his hardest to float. He shouted through turmoil of battle, "Tell someone to lower a boat." He'd come to the top for assistance, and down to the bottom he'd go. This up-and-down kind of existence made everyone laugh, except Joe. At last, he could stand it no longer. And next time he came to the top, he said, "If you don't come and save me, I'll let these here cannonballs drop." 'Twas Nelson had finished who saved him, and he said Joe deserved the VC. But finding he hadn't one handy, he gave Joe an egg for his tea. And after the battle was over, and vessel was safely in dock, the sailors all saved up their coupons and bought Joe a nice marble clock.
Roy Hudd brought you Jonah and the Grampus and Gunner Joe by Marriott Edgar. Piano accompaniment was by Brian Fitzgerald. Marriott's Monologues is produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.